From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. China's premier has begun a three-day visit to North Korea. When Zhao Bao arrived in Pyongyang at the head of a large delegation, his trip there is being closely watched for signs that North Korea may be willing to resume international talks over its disputed nuclear program. A top official in Indonesia's health ministry says there is little hope of finding more survivors from the earthquake that hit the country earlier in the week. The official death toll stands at just over 700. But thousands of people are still missing. Amelia Merrick with the Christian relief group World Vision is in Padang. She told NPR News that there are serious shortages there that are threatening public health.
The municipal water supply here at Padang has been broken. Water is very scarce. The central hospital, this is one of the most tragic stories, the central hospital where patients are already sleeping in tents have very limited water. The only water that they're getting is the water that their families are bringing in bottled. The doctors don't even have enough water to properly clean and scrub up before and after operations.
Merrick says rescuers believe there is little hope of finding any more survivors. The Czech Republic and Poland are coming under growing pressure to ratify the Lisbon Treaty now that Irish voters have endorsed it. The treaty, which streamlines decision-making in the expanded European Union, must be ratified by all EU members before it can be enforced. The BBC's Mark Simpson reports from Dublin.
By a margin of around 2-1, the Irish have given their support to the Lisbon Treaty, albeit at the second time of asking. The political focus now switches to the only two countries yet to ratify the treaty, Poland and the Czech Republic. The scale of Ireland's yes vote will put pressure on them to act quickly. However, some resistance is expected, particularly in the Czech Republic. The Lisbon Treaty may be back on track, but the debate isn't quite over yet.
The BBC's Mark Simpson reporting. The former CEO of the biotechnology company Intermune has been convicted of lying and marketing a new drug to treat lung disease. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
A federal jury in San Francisco convicted Dr. W. Scott Harkonnen of wire fraud. He was charged with making false and misleading statements about the effectiveness of a drug called Actimmune. The drug was supposedly successful in fighting the fatal lung disease idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF. In an August 2002 news release, the company Intermune falsely claimed that clinical trials showed that Actimmune helped patients with IPF live longer. In fact, say prosecutors, Harkonnen marketed the drug even though it had not been approved for that use by the Food and Drug Administration. The FDA has approved Actimmune to treat immune system disorder and bone disease. The wire fraud conviction carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
You're listening to NPR News. With Palestinian agreement, the United Nations Human Rights Council has deferred a vote on the controversial fact-finding mission on Gaza until its next session in March. The move is seen as a win for the Obama administration, which lobbied hard to prevent a condemnation of Israel at the council. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The council was set to condemn Israel for its failure to cooperate with the fact-finding mission. Under pressure from the United States, the council agreed by consensus to defer action on the findings. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Michael Posner says this was not the right time to debate the report.
Senator Mitchell, President, are deeply engaged with the Israelis and the Palestinians in trying to address the larger issues of peace and security and to create a long-term solution to the range of problems there.
The report calls on both Israel and Hamas to investigate allegations of war crimes, and if they fail to do so within 6 months, the matter should be turned over to the International Criminal Court. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The chief of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency is in Iran. Mohammad El-Baradei is discussing plans for the inspection of Iran's recently revealed uranium enrichment facility. Iran on Thursday agreed to allow inspectors access to the plant but did not set a time frame. Before El-Baradei arrived, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said President Obama had made what he called a big and historic mistake when he accused Iran of hiding the plant. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.